Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Skimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Skimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. This Sunday evening, the nighttime program features the stars of the future in quarter horse racing. The top juvenile prospects in the country will be making their debuts at Los Alamitos. The two-year-old quarter horses will be racing on Sunday night. And as always, Los Alamitos features night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our traditional pick six. We'll add $10,000 to the pick six pool if there's not a carryover. Our Sunday night pick six pool are often over $60,000. We're all about the horse players. Enjoy a great Sunday night of action at Los Alamitos. And we're also open for simulcasting from around the country. As always, we'll have live racing every Saturday and Sunday night. Now remember, this Sunday evening, the quarter horse racing stars of the future are at Los Alamitos. It's the track of sunsets and stars. Los Alamitos Race Course.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from Top Jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. With world-class speed and the ability to carry it a distance of ground, Forbidden Kingdom is a tremendous opportunity for the California breeder. And he joins a stallion roster that includes perennial top sire Clubhouse Ride, along with Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson to make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jersey, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us the day after the Santa Anita Derby, as well as the Wood Memorial run yesterday at Aqueduct. A massive performance here in the Santa Anita Derby. Journalism just absolutely reestablished himself and stamped himself as, you know, he's going to be the morning line favorite for the Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby, the first Saturday in May. Overcame huge trouble heading to the 3-furlong pole yesterday. He was inside, and you see it so often in short fields where you have a short price favorite. Everybody, they know where he is. Anyway, he was inside, and Umberto Rispoli had to take a big hold. You saw the horse's head turn to his right. He completely lost momentum and was able to get back into stride, turning for home, and then was able to run down Baeza, who ran an absolutely huge race at 14-1. He's got tremendous upside for John Sheriffs. We're going to have Aaron Wellman, heads up Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners, one of the primary owners of Journalism, on at the top of the next hour. And John Sheriffs, a Hall of Fame candidate, a trainer, a winner of the 2005 Kentucky Derby with Giacomo, and of course the trainer of the legendary Zenyatta. John Sheriffs is going to be joining us in just a few minutes to address the situation with Baeza. Take a look at yesterday's race, folks. He galloped out back in front. He came off a maiden allowance win at 1 mile, steps into the deep waters of the Santa Anita Derby, and acquitted himself very well, thank you, in running second, beat 3/4 of a length. Now, according to Brad Free of Daily Racing Form, Journalism got a 102 buyer speed figure. The runner-up Baeza in yesterday's Santa Anita Derby got a 101, as did the Bob Baffert train Rodriguez in taking yesterday's Wood Memorial at Aqueduct in gate-to-wire fashion. So much to talk about. Let's get back to upstate New York, say hello to Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. John, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good. John, just tell me, you've seen tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of races. How much ability does it take for a horse to do what Journalism did yesterday, overcoming the kind of trouble he had heading to the far turn in the Santa Anita Derby?
Well, the problem with a lot of these smaller field races is people claim, well, I don't know how good it is running in those races because you're not really battle tested for the Kentucky Derby when you're going to be facing 19 other horses. But that being said, Journalism got a mini version yesterday of being battle tested. It was only a 5-horse field, and you would think in a 5-horse field, the race would be run clean, and that would be that. But Barnes and Juan Hernandez looked like they had one mission, and that was keeping journalism pinned inside. And that's what happened. And you're right, around the turn, it looked like he was going to start backing up. But once you got him outside, you know, he stepped on the gas and he showed what he really is. And you're right. At this point, he is going to be the favorite come Derby Day.
John, when journalism came back to Unsaddle, if you took a look at him, instead of a five-horse field, you'd have thought it might have been a 50-horse field. He was absolutely covered in dirt. He got his fiber intake for the rest of the year. You talk about seasoning, battle-tested. That completely wiped the short field component out of it. I mean, to do what he did, you'd have to think he's going to be able to handle whatever they might throw at him there in Louisville.
Yeah, but it's good to see that he can handle it.
Yeah.
And listen, like I said, he got tested yesterday, and he responded to the test and passed with flying colors. So take nothing away from him. He's a terrific horse. He's getting better with each start. Listen, he ran the fastest number of any of these three-year-olds going into yesterday's race. He had a five on the sheets. He had a couple of sixes and sevens, but he was the fastest horse. And I'm sure coming out of that race, he did nothing to tarnish his reputation and his resume.
Really looking forward to talking to Aaron Wellman top of the next hour. And by the way, Frank Miramonte, when they hit the line, he said, write this down. Journalism, I really enjoyed that. So as an aside to Frank, we're going to lead off hour two with George Strait. A little write this down, leading into Aaron Wellman. Talk about Baeza, if you might, John. A 4 3/4 length maiden allowance winner going a mile. That was in his third start on February 14th. And they come into the mile and 1/8 Santa Anita Derby yesterday. I think he's got tremendous upside.
He really does, man. He ran a 9 and an 8 coming into the race. He's getting better, and everyone knows how great Sheriff's is, and his horses always improve with racing. They
but,
get better.
But
he's not going to have enough points, unfortunately.
It doesn't look.
But maybe the Preakness, you know, maybe they're going to have eyes on the Preakness or something else down the road. But unfortunately, he was a late starter. Or, you know, all these horses have some sort of problems along the way, and you deal with a patient trainer. He does what's right by the horse, more important than anything else. And obviously he's taking his time, and he's going to reap the rewards down the road.
But in an immediate sense, he's paying the price for the short field because the points allotted were reduced from 100% to 75%. So instead of getting 50 points for running second in the Santa Anita Derby, he gets 37.5. It doesn't seem right, but that's the reality of the situation. Hey, if we have some defections, he could get in. I mean, they'll start 20 of them, but it's a shame, based on what he showed yesterday, that he doesn't get a shot in the big dance there in the Derby.
I understand, Mike, but those are unfortunately the rules. And, you know,
listen,
horses start dropping out, and maybe you get lucky and you get in. Look at Rich Strike. He got in on the final day.
That's right.
And he won a couple of years back, so obviously it could happen to anyone. But there are a couple of horses in his situation. Chance of Fitzpatrick, who runs at Keeneland, he's the last horse on the list. He's number 20. He's got 36.5, I think, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all these horses that are going to run in the next couple of races are going to move up. So horses that are on the bottom are going to drop lower. So he may not be just the first horse looking in. There may be horses in front of him. That's the problem. It's a points game.
Yeah. Hey, John, good numbers yesterday at Santa Anita. $2.2 million roughly bet on track. Total handle yesterday, $22.3 million. You know, and we had some big cancellations due to weather around the country. Your thoughts? I think it probably helped Santa Anita that they were the big show. How do you see it?
Yeah, I agree, Mike, especially later in the day when the East Coast ends. I mean, you know, there was no Oakland, there was no
Cleveland,
there was no nothing else. It was basically became the only game in town. It was a full card. They had 11 or 12 races, whatever it was. And for the most part, it was pretty good racing and pretty nice-sized fields. And I think today is closing day. They're going to close for a week after this or whatever, and then they resume. This meet ends today.
And, John, speaking of Oaklawn Park, I spoke with the voice of Oaklawn, Matt Dinnerman, earlier this morning. He said, we're running. They had like 7 inches of rain in 24 hours. He said there is some deceptive video out from yesterday You look at it and you think, wow, that's the Oakland Stable Area, but it wasn't. It's Oakland Park Training Center. And you had guys coming out of their shed rows. The water was literally up to their knees, but that was not at Oakland Park. Anyway, they run for sure today. Just wanted to get that out there. And, John, listen, very important for your website, jonhardwon.com. Some big shifts at Keeneland due to weather, and you're going to have all of it. Tell everybody about it.
Yeah, they're going to run, I think, for 8 straight days at Keeneland. Friday's opening day card becomes Monday's card. Saturday's card becomes Tuesday's card. Wednesday returns to Wednesday's card. So after Tuesday, the days will fall back in place. But they're going to run for 8 straight days, and we will have work up every single night at 6 p.m. before the races with the next day's full card.
In this day and age, that's something to note. But I'll tell you, I was part of the situation at the L.A. County Fair. There were several years, John, we ran 19 straight days out there. And everybody loved
that,
it.
Yeah. People love racing.
It was fun.
If they're going to put a product out, you're going to get players. Well, what can I tell you?
Exactly. You know, they roll, they go. Your thoughts on Rodriguez, a gate-to-wire winner yesterday. Mike Smith, he said several times, he said, yeah, Bob, he got me off the bench, which, hey, at this stage of his career, you know, Mike's services aren't in as keen demand as they were 10, 12 years ago. But a great job on the lead yesterday. What did you make of his performance? I noted the speed figure. He got a 101 buyer. Your thoughts on the Wood result?
Well, the field was nothing to really write home about. I mean, there were some good horses, no superstars in the race. Listen, he did what he had to do. It's a typical Bob Baffert horse that goes to the lead and just keeps going. You know, he trains his horses like that, and I guess he caught everyone by surprise, but I don't know why he ended up on a lonely lead for the most part, and he ran very well. The horse that was disappointing was the Dutro horse. I can't remember his name, the two horse. He was coming into the race off a win at Aqueduct at the distance. Mm-hmm. He was bet down to the favorite, I think, and he just didn't fire. I think he finished fourth. So he was the disappointment, and that was Captain Cook, who I was talking about. But take nothing away from Rodriguez. Only his fifth career start, and he won the mile and eighth distance yesterday for the first time, and he got better. And, you know, Mike Smith patented on the lead ride and kept going.
And he no question, he ran to his works out here at Santa Anita. So, you know, if everything stays good, he's going to be in the Derby. You mentioned disappointments. Obviously, Barnes, a disappointment. But Citizen Bull, I think the biggest disappointment on the day out here yesterday, John, he ended up a well-beaten fourth at 2-1, the second choice in the Santa Anita Derby.
Yeah, and his other wins, Mike, he was basically loose on the lead. So yesterday he showed that, well, if he's going to get, you know, challenged early, maybe he's not going to be the same kind of horse. Baffert, unfortunately, really, you know, was up against it. He had two of the five horses, and two of them, they ran last and next to last, and they were supposed to do a lot better than that, but they just didn't show up, and it happens. It happens, it happens. But there's no question, I don't think Barnes wants to go that far. You know, maybe they're going to point him for the Pat Day Mile. Who knows? But that's probably the right spot if I had any insert.
Yeah,
I
understand. Pat Day Mile on Derby Day there at Churchill. John, let's go ahead and get to it. You got 10 of them at Aqueduct today. I understand there's a chance of showers. It's going to be chilly, but not real bad. Where do you want to go for hour one?
We're going to go to race number 7, 6 furlongs on the main track, and I love the number 7 horse in here, Charging Arrow. This is a 6-year-old gelding who was claimed in 5 out of his last 7 starts. Well, he's in another new barn today, and this trainer, Ilki Kanamasi, does a terrific job. Yeah, this horse is listed at 5-1 on the morning line. He draws a good outside box. He likes moisture in the track. Louis Rivera aboard to ride, 5-1 on the morning line. Number 7, Charging Arrow, wins today's 7th race at its Aqueduct.
7th race, number 7 at Aqueduct. And, John, once again, reiterate what's going on at jonhardwon.com.
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Oakland, Aqueduct, Keeneland, Santa Anita selections, and Keeneland selections will be up every evening, 6 p.m. Eastern time, the night before the races.
Right. And, John, again, Santa Anita, this will be the final day of what's called the championship meet. They'll go ahead and take a pass for the next week. They come back a week from Friday with what's called the Hollywood meet that runs through roughly mid-June. So we'll stay tuned. I know when Santa Anita resumes, it'll resume at the website as well.
Absolutely, Mike. And while Santa Anita's down, we have obviously three or four other tracks every day. Just check the website.
Going to be a great deal of interest in Keeneland, John. There is no doubt about that.
It certainly is. It's a short meet, but it's a terrific meet. And, you know, we keep getting closer to the Derby, so things start to get more exciting.
They really do. Hey, John, can't wait to get you back in hour two, and we'll talk about this 12-race card today at Santa Anita. We get underway early at 12:30. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You as well. As advertised right now, we're going to be saying hello to a guy who's once again on the Hall of Fame ballot, richly deserving, my good friend, trainer John Sheriffs. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Mike. I'm great. Thank you.
Hey, listen, you had to be elated with the way Baeza ran yesterday. John Hardoon and I just talked about it. I mean, he's coming off a maiden allowance win in his third start going a mile on February 14th. Boom, right into the deep end of the pool. You're up against a couple of Bafferts and the top-rated three-year-old colt in the country in journalism, and he runs a huge second. I'm sure you heard he got 101 buyer speed figure. That's all the good news, but something far beyond your control because of the five-horse field. The points allotted for Derby qualification were reduced by 25%. So Baeza, instead of getting 50 points and being assured, a stall in the Derby, he's got 37.5 and a whole lot of consternation and maybe some nuanced travel plans. Just talk about the whole situation if you can, John.
Sure. You know, so we knew that the field was going to be short. I talked to the racing office a couple of times, and they're trying to get six horses in the field, which would have been 100% points. And
right.
That's one of the reasons I entered Westwood, just trying to get the number six.
Sure.
So that didn't happen. And I think 37.5 points was what Baeza got, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
But anyway, as you said, nobody wants to go over there being on the also eligible. That's a real tough position to be in.
Meaning to Churchill Downs, yeah.
Right, exactly. Because it's just, you know, you either want to be in it or you don't want to be in it. You know, it's kind of being in that gray area, just tough on everybody, and it's just very expensive to go to the Kentucky Derby. So, unless something drastically happens in it, foreseeable future, I don't imagine that Baeza will go.
And so have they reached out to you, they being the racing office of Churchill, and say, hey, listen, come on back. If you're not able to get in, we've got another race for you that week. Have they reached out to you yet?
No.
Yeah. Well, that aside, John, take us through the race, your thoughts on the way your horse ran. I mean, anybody who watches it, and I've always been a big believer, you don't pick your head up when the horses hit the wire. You keep watching. They tell you a lot. He galloped back in front, galloped out back in front of journalism. I just think your colt's got tremendous upside.
Yeah, I know. Just watching the race, right, just my feelings watching the race, I thought it was a really exciting race. I mean, as a fan of racing, I really enjoyed the race. You know, I'm watching Martin Valenzuela, I mean, Garcia, and he...
Yeah.
so he takes a peek over at Westwood. I mean, come on, give me a break, will you guys? I mean, there was so much going on. And then going into the first turn, Baeza's behind Barnes. And you could see Barnes just... Is he going in? Is he going out or whatever? So Baeza couldn't really get behind Barnes and relax going into the first turn. So he went really wide around the turn. And then, you know, Hector is trying to get him to relax a little bit and get his head down and get into a rhythm. which took him a while, but finally, after he got a little outside of the group there, then he kind of relaxed a little bit. And then he made that really nice move, right? He really accelerated well. But coming out of the turn, you know, he lugged in into Citizen Bull, and he's got his head cocked. And so that took him a while to get through that phase of the race. And then when down the lane, when journalism came to him, he got himself straightened out. But one thing about Baeza, he likes to have a horse in front of him. So I think when he got the lead a little early and then lugged in a little bit, that kind of took him out of his ideal rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as you said, galloping, I mean, he hit the wire and he just kept going.
I got to say, John, it's just a shame that there weren't six head in the race. You know, I mean, because that performance, that should have been good enough to get him into the big dance. But as you know, it's going to be tough. And you're saying right now, the way things stand, you are not inclined to ship and see if somebody's going to ask you out for a date.
Yeah, right.
Right.
I did that with Royal Mo. It wasn't a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you wait and you wait and wait and nothing happened.
But, well, John,
I mean,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think most people, when they commit to the race with it, you know, they're not going to scratch them or something unforeseen happens. So I think once the field is set, it's pretty well set.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this then. Is the Preakness on your radar?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the old adage, sometimes things are a blessing, you know. however, man, it's tough. You only got one shot to run in the biggest race in North America, and it's just tough. But, man, you'd have to think he'd be extremely tough in the Preakness.
Yeah. You know, and, you know, he has such a great pedigree, right? I mean,
yeah.
He's got Dornick and May as a sibling, so my goodness.
Right.
There's a horse that's regularly bred by Robert Clay and his group. So,
Grandview Equine, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I saw Lee Searing interviewed before the race in the walking ring. I think Joaquin Jaime from FanDuel talked to Lee. Such a class guy. You could tell he was a little more than a little bit anxious. But he put up $1.2 million for this colt, and then the breeder jumped in as a partner. So great people, great supporters of racing and of racing here in Southern California. Man, you want to see them do well, and I just wish you all the best with Baeza. Any way it shakes out, John, really.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that.
All right. I'm not going to let you off the hook here. Want to ask you about a maiden you run in the seventh race today, John, if you don't mind. And you've got the aforementioned Hector Berrios up. This horse showed a ton of speed first time out, but way back on December 27th, ran a very respectable third at 5-2, which is the morning line today. You're back at the same distance and on the main track. How's Pursuit of Freedom coming up to this race today in race 7?
I know. We're really excited about Pursuit of Freedom.
He's by champion sprinter Spitestown. So, well, we want to wish you all the best, John. Thanks for your time, and good luck with the Hall of Fame voting as well.
All right, thanks, Mike.
You bet. John Sheriff's joining us from his barn at Santa Anita. Listen, fans, let me tell you about a new enterprise that recently joined the thoroughbred horse racing world. It's called Data Eel. We've been talking about it for a few weeks now. And its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave through a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Just go to dataeel.com, that's dataelle.com, or go to horseracingsimple.com. Speaking of the Data Eel, we have the guy behind it joining us right now for just a minute or two, Mr. Chad Hames. Hey, Chad, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks a lot, Mike.
I understand you're on the road, Chad.
Yeah, I am. I'm in the Midwest, actually, fighting a little bit of the weather. But, you know, we're keeping track of all the races nonetheless. You know, Mike, I came on today because I wanted to talk to you about a cherished group of horse players, our elderly senior citizens. These are some of the biggest horse fans on the planet. And to all you seniors who love horse racing, the Data Eel is a way you can still participate in this great sport of horse racing without dealing with all the complexities. Just 2 days ago, I was playing Santa Anita with a loved one who's 95 years old. He's my oldest client. Previous to being introduced to the Data Eel, horse racing fell out of his world because his mind wasn't as sharp as it used to be, and following the racing for him became difficult. He would lose focus trying to keep track of so many variables, and confusion would start to set in. Before the Data Eel, this man had stopped participating in horse racing, and playing the ponies was one of his most favorite things to do. Now, he's 95 years old, he uses the Data Eel algorithms to do all the heavy lifting for him, and he continues to enjoy his beloved sport of horse racing after previously thinking the sport had passed him by. It's really incredible, Mike, and these are such important people that still know so much about horse racing and enjoy the sport.
Yeah, and not only that, Chad, you're talking about your dad, so there's a little bit of self-interest here. You're trying to build up your inheritance with your dad's winnings, right?
Yes, I am, and I have to tell you, I was playing Santa Anita the day before yesterday, and I watched him bet a number five horse across the board that was something like 8 or 9 to 1 odds at Santa Anita. I'll tell you, nothing will make me forget this old guy yelling for his horse to make a move, and then watching it actually win the race, paying him like $26 for a $6 bet.
Yeah.
It was such an incredible experience for me to watch. And, you know, I mean, honestly, how many of us see really bright, happy faces on 95-year-olds?
No.
It doesn't happen that often.
That's a cherished moment. Hey, listen, Chad, the weather's suspect. Keep your assets low to the ground. Enjoy the family and cash with DataEel.com. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks a lot.
All right, we're going to step aside, folks, just for a couple of minutes. Coming back strong with John Lindo down in Carlsbad. A lot going on at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Orlando Gutierrez will be here. Don't forget, top of the next hour, Aaron Wellman from Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners, winners of yesterday's Santa Anita Derby with journalism. A lot of shows straight ahead.
Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615. Or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting 3 Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Getting kind of dangerous. Feels like it's a loaded gun. My mind is turning like a cloud of dust. My heart always wants to run.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hope you're having a great weekend. Hey, listen, a little bit remiss here in the first segment. Didn't give a huge tip of the cap to Doug O'Neill. Not only is he cranking out incredible food at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne, just off the corner of D Street and Foothill. Doug O'Neill took down the $1 million Godolphin Mile yesterday with Raging Torrent, and then he came back at 29-1 to run second in the $12 million Dubai World Cup with Mixto. A pretty good year's work right there in one day in the United Arab Emirates for our good friend Doug O'Neill, who, like John Sheriffs, is again on the ballot for the Thoroughbred Racing Hall of Fame. We want to wish him, Leandro Mora, Steve Rothblum, their entire group, all the best and just hearty congratulations. What an incredible day yesterday back there in Dubai for trainer Doug O'Neill. Let's get down to Carlsbad. Say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. And I tell you what, at the eighth pole, I thought that Doug O'Neill was going to win the World Cup, too. Mixed up was clear.
Yeah.
And I thought, holy cow, he got run down late. But not bad. A $12 million race. You'll take the place money. That'll work.
Huge, huge day. No doubt about it. And they got to be on cloud nine. But let's stay focused on what's important. You know what Doug says? Save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza there in Laverne. It's just up the road from the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. John, let's talk Santa Anita Derby. not too often you're going to see a horse overcome the kind of adversity journalism did yesterday. What an incredible win.
Yeah, I tell you what, they might have to pay out five jockeys. Everybody was riding journalism in that race. They put him in the box and you know, they had him in jail and weren't going to give him any parole. And luckily, you know, that is such a professional three-year-old journalism. He was able to you know, steady back and get off heels, get outside that horse, and then when Rispoli asked him to go and he had a little ground, here he comes, and he just keeps grinding and grinding and grinding. I don't think there's any way he doesn't like a mile and a quarter.
Oh,
and to win that race with that trip, it just tells you how good this horse is. And congratulations to Michael McCarthy and Rispoli and all the guys there and you know, Eclipse Thoroughbreds. They've got a really nice three-year-old. It's fun to watch. And you know what? His talent was validated when Rodriguez went back to the wood and dominated that race.
No doubt about that. And John, I thought almost as impressive as the trouble he overcame. By the way, I would encourage everybody, go to calracing.com. Take a look at the head-on of yesterday's Santa Anita Derby. It's so revealing. But in looking at the stretch run, you saw journalism. I mean, he straightened up late like a really good colt. And the way he hit the line, there are no distance limitations with him, John. This is truly a special horse.
And, you know, now he's seasoned. He's overcome adversity. He's gotten everything that you need to do to have a real seasoned horse going into the Kentucky Derby. You don't have to worry about, well, you know, will he handle a crowd? They had a good crowd around the paddock yesterday. He handled the adversity. He handled the kickback. It's just a matter now of getting them there in, you know, 100% shape like he is right now. If there are no bad days, he's going to be tough to beat in the Derby.
Covered from head to toe. I mean, it looked like he ran in a big field instead of just five horses, but that's because he was inside, as you noted. You know, ridden by Umberto Rispoli, I texted his agent, Matt Nakatani, last night. I just said, hey, man, you're on your way. You know, Umberto had that huge disappointment in 2021. He won the Santa Anita Derby with Rock Your World, and then, you know, he didn't get to ride him back in a Kentucky Derby. That's not the first time that sort of thing has happened. It went to Joel Rosario. The horse was trained by John Sadler. But Rispoli will stick with this horse. And, boy, it's, to put it mildly, a huge opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. And you talk about Rock Your World. You know, he got left at the start in the Derby, and that was that with the new rider. And you always wonder, well, what if? Well,
yeah,
you know, Rispoli knows this horse like the back of his hand. And you know, the good part, it doesn't seem like this horse does anything wrong. You know, journalism breaks. He's got enough tactical speed that if they go fast early, he can stay in contact. He finishes every time. He changes leads good. I don't have any negatives. I mean, it just looks like he's a real professional racehorse. He got 102 buyer speed figure yesterday after the 108 in the San Felipe, and yesterday's was foot trouble and everything else that went on. So, a pretty darn good race, Mike.
And you know, John, you talk to the clockers, the guys that are out there in the morning keeping track of what's going on, and they say, just wait till Whitey tightens the screws down on this horse. He being trainer Michael McCarthy, that's what everybody used to know him as. And you know he's going to tighten the screws for the Derby. That's going to be something to behold. It always is. But I just wish everybody involved all the best. Hey, let's talk cowbreds. They were a big part of the equation yesterday. I mentioned the numbers, John. Solid. You know, on track was about 2.2, and the total all sources handle 22.3 million. We had the Evening Jewel and the Echo Eddie for California breds yesterday.
Yeah, Style Cat won the Echo Eddie. We're going to make him the cowbred of the week. He won the second race yesterday. He is a gelding by Curlin the Mischief at the Kitten's Joy Mare Kitten's Trip. Bred in California by the owners, Judy and Kirk Robeson, trained by Peter Miller. Picked up $75,000 in that win yesterday. And, you know, he's getting better. He's a horse that kind of needed to be on top of the pace. He set off the pace yesterday and on a pretty dead main track where the stretch was pretty tiring. He finished up really well, one clear, under Juan Hernandez. So congratulations to our cowbred of the week, Style Cat.
Exactly, and along with that, the breeding situation here in California, John, it is so key to our success, short and long term. Now, the full crop is way down here. It's way down, up and down the West Coast, around the country. But I'll tell you, our good friend Pete Perello, along with his wife Evelyn, they're running a first-class grade one operation up there at Legacy Ranch in Clemens, California. They've got the 2022 San Felipe winner, a multiple grade two winner in Forbidden Kingdom. And Clubhouse Ride, he just rolls on. He had another winner on Friday, John, Thornhouse at even money. Got it done under Tiago Pereira, going six furlongs in a first condition allowance, race seven. So an incredible stallion roster in Forbidden Kingdom. He really is a Kentucky stallion available now to the California breeder.
Well, Mike, not only that, how about the hats off to Legacy Ranch and Pete and Evelyn there? They had a huge Santa Anita Derby day. They won race seven yesterday with a first-time starter named Tight Squeeze, who came flying under Hector Berrios to get the money in her debut.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Pete can tell you what he paid or what she paid. And then you go to the next race, they come right back with Western Freedom. After getting beaten a maiden claimer, they jumped this horse into the Cowbred Maiden Special Weights. And, you know, after he got clear in the lane, he really leveled off and won easily. So that daily double for Legacy Ranch was over $49. And because he ran in the maiden special weight, he picks up that Cowbred owner's premium check. And because he ran for the tag the first time, he's got all the starter allowance conditions.
Yeah.
So
wow,
he's going to have a good time with this horse.
That's what you call an open field right in front of him, John, really. Hats off to them. They're going to be taking advantage of the great incentives offered here by the CDBA in California. We just got to encourage people to breed. There are still a lot of great reasons to, John, and we need these foals coming. It's just a fact of life.
Absolutely. We saw two-thirds of the horses entered on the Santa Anita Derby Day card were cowbred. That tells you how important it is
exactly. That
we keep this breeding, the breeding industry in California going and building it back up.
No question about it. Hey, John, I want to mention Steve Johnson at South Point. He reached out to me yesterday, said they're wall-to-wall, and they're going to be so busy with Keeneland tomorrow and Tuesday. Eight straight days with Keeneland, John. And he says, don't forget the Masters. That's this coming weekend. Folks, get up to the South Point. They cater to the player, I'm telling you. Call Steve Johnson in the racebook. Ask for the horse player rate. Tell him you heard about it here on Thoroughbred LA. Call him toll-free, 866-780-RACE, 866-780-7223. And as always, they're going to have a huge Kentucky Derby party there at the South Point.
Yeah, we're going to have a Derby seminar. John Hart, you and I will be out there. Ralph Soraka will host it. That'll be on the Friday after the Kentucky Oaks.
Yep.
Down in the Grand Ball. And that'll be in that bar area right next to the race book. And then Saturday, we're going to be out and have a big viewing party. And again, it's no charge to get in, no parking charges.
Nope.
Discounted food rates. It's a great place to watch and wager if you can't be at Churchill Downs.
How about a best bet for radio today, John?
Okay, I'm going to go to Keeneland's opening day. They're off the turf today, but a lot of interest in what's going on out there. Finally, those rains are starting to calm down. And race number four, number eight, Art Fair, won an allowance race last time at Tampa Bay, but she's still eligible for the starter condition because she ran for the optional $75,000 tag. The perfect conditions fit. She draws an outside post, and I thought the Lasix on last time made a big difference. 4-1 on the program, number eight, Art Fair, race number four, Keeneland.
Thanks so much, John. Looking forward to catching you and Bob Ike right here in this chair from 9 to 10 next Saturday.
All right, Mike. Good luck today.
Likewise. And now we'll get down to Catello. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez, heads up publicity efforts at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Hey, Orlando, you got a nice carryover in the pick six tonight. Nine races. You get underway at 6:45. Fill us in.
Yeah, hi, Mike. $15,440 is the carryover. So with the new money that will be bet tonight, we're probably looking around $90,000 in the total pool. Mm-hmm. I'm usually pretty conservative when I throw out those figures, but so I wouldn't be surprised if it goes around $100,000. The good field sizes as well. We have an average field size tonight of 7.6 horses per race in the sequence in the pick six, which gets underway at 7:59 p.m. We'll have fields of 8, 7, 9, 9, and then 6 and 6. To close out that sequence. So a really good sweet sequence. It should be a nice pool. Looking forward to the Sunday night action here at Los Alamitos. Keep an eye on Edgar Pereira. He had a huge Sunday night last week. He won five races last week. So we'll see how many times he can reach the winner's circle tonight.
Hey, Orlando, first post tonight, 6:45. And you guys, you float that first post because you got to stay off Santa Anita's last race. But there will be no Santa Anita next Saturday and Sunday. So what's up with your post times?
Yeah, we'll go about 6:05 p.m. On that first race on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we'll follow it up and go at 5:10 p.m. This week, like you mentioned, a little bit later than usual, but we'll be right back next week with a 6:05 on Saturday, 5:10 on Sunday.
Okay, looking forward to that. Can we make some money tonight?
Yeah, Mike, of course. We'll go to race number 8, and I'll go with the number 4 horse, BDR Eagle Dynasty, at 3-1. This horse arrived from the Intermountain region, and in 2 outings here at Los Alamitos, has showed nice speed, has finished second twice. I think this time around will be a great chance to get that first victory here for number 4, BPR Eagle Dynasty. Trainer Adan Farias is having a really, really solid meet, and and this horse should have a real clear path. The one on the inside usually tends to kind of lug in. So number 4, BPR Eagle Dynasty, should have plenty of space to run and plenty of opportunities here to finish strongly. I'll go with the 4 at 3-1 in race number 8.
Okay, Orlando, thank you so much again. 9 of them tonight. You get underway at 6:45 p.m. Have a great day and night there at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Thank you so much, Mike.
You bet. Hey, before we break, I want to pass along a best bet from Toby Terrell with winner's card. Toby says race 2 today. Make it number 6, Icons Only. And Toby says, don't forget to tell everybody if they've got any plumbing issues, all they need to do is get a hold of Western Rooter, based in Arcadia. You can give them a call 24/7 year round, 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio. Hey, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. All you need to know about Western Rooter, go to their website, westernrooter.com. They've got over 400 five-star reviews. Western Rooter, the best in the West. We'll be right back with Matt DeSantis from Naira Betts at Aqueduct.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. This Sunday evening, the nighttime program features the stars of the future in quarter horse racing. The top juvenile prospects in the country will be making their debuts at Los Alamitos. The two-year-old quarter horses will be racing on Sunday night. And as always, Los Alamitos features night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our traditional pick six. We'll add $10,000 to the pick six pool if there's not a carryover. Our Sunday night pick six pool are often over $60,000. We're all about the horse players. Enjoy a great Sunday night of action at Los Alamitos. And we're also open for simulcasting from around the country. As always, we'll have live racing every Saturday and Sunday night. Now remember, this Sunday evening, the quarter horse racing stars of the future are at Los Alamitos. It's the track of sunsets and stars. Los Alamitos Race Course.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Final segment, hour one, Thurbert, L.A. Let's get back to the Big A Aqueduct in New York and say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NairaBets.com. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Real quick, like, I got to get this out of the way. No rock bands today, no cancellations. What the heck happened last Sunday?
Well, you know, last Sunday it was a combination of a lot of things. I think poor communication between resorts.
Just boil it down. I only got 30 seconds. It was a massive screw up, and we had an authoritarian void, I would say, is what it was. Somebody's got to have the big baton, and you tell these people, hey, pull the plug. We got horses here. You start playing the banjo when they get out of the paddock. Am I right?
I'm not going to argue with you.
Thank you very much. Let's get to the matters at hand. You got 10 of them today. Post time 1:10 Eastern. The day after the Wood Memorial, a big effort by the Santa Anita-based and Bob Baffert-trained Rodriguez. But tell us about what's going on there at Aqueduct today and looking ahead to the new week.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a 10-race card. We got muddy conditions right now because of some of that rain yesterday. And I really like a horse in the fifth race, actually. It's a maiden claimer for three-year-old fillies. Post time's 3:18 p.m. Eastern, so that's 12:18 out with you guys. And I really like the horse on the inside rail. Number one, Kyle's Mom, 9-2 in the morning line for Jeremiah Englehart, the trainer. He's known for getting horses ready for these sort of maiden-claiming debuts. The dam has already produced a first-out winner, which you like to see. Matty Oliver, who's, I think, a really aggressive jockey on the mount. So I think it's, you know, some nice gate works leading up to debut for this one. And 9-2 is a good price. It's only a six-horse field, and I think you can get a little bit of value here because I think a lot of people are going to, unfortunately, burn some money on some horses that have had more than a few chances and bites at the apple at this level. So I'd rather take a fresh face with Kyle's Mom on the inside rail in race number five.
Race five, number one, Kyle's Mom. Get us signed up for NairaBets.com, Matt.
Absolutely. Go to NairaBets.com or download the NairaBets app. We have a $200 pass match bonus, and we also have a free $25 win bet promo as well. We got promos every day, and we also have a lot of content for the players up on NairaBet YouTube.
Matt DeSantis from the Big A in New York. Matt, have a great day. Folks, stay with us. Aaron Wellman, on behalf of Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners, winners of yesterday's Santa Anita Derby with journalism, joins us top of the next hour. Don't miss it.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimos, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. This Sunday evening, the nighttime program features the stars of the future in quarter horse racing. The top juvenile prospects in the country will be making their debuts at Los Alamitos. The two-year-old quarter horses will be racing on Sunday night. And as always, Los Alamitos features night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our traditional pick six. We'll add $10,000 to the pick six pool if there's not a carryover. Our Sunday night pick six pool are often over $60,000. We're all about the horse players. Enjoy a great Sunday night of action at Los Alamitos. And we're also open for simulcasting from around the country. As always, we'll have live racing every Saturday and Sunday night. Now remember, this Sunday evening, the quarter horse racing stars of the future are at Los Alamitos. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars. Los Alamitos Race Course.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Journalism just in front of Baeza. Write this down. Journalism is the best in the West as he wins the Santa Anita Derby. Baeza punched his ticket to Louisville. It was a long way back to Westwood and Citizen Bowl.
Saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me.
Absolutely. Welcome back, everybody, and a very pleasant good morning once again. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My name is Mike Wilma. My sincere thanks here to Elise Diaz inside at the Big A in Anaheim, where the Angels are going to be taking on the Cleveland Guardians at 107, going for another series win here this afternoon. Right now, we're getting up to Santa Anita, I believe, and we're going to say hello to a longtime friend of mine and a guy. He's a big, big guy in this business these days, Aaron Wellman. He heads up Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners, and they are one of the owners of yesterday's Santa Anita Derby winner, Journalism. Aaron, good morning. I hope you appreciated that lead-in, courtesy of Frank Marimatti and George Strait.
Very much so, Mike. Thank you.
There's nothing like winning, is there? I mean, and it wasn't easy, Aaron. You kind of knew going in, short field, when you're the favorite, everybody knows where you're at, and that was the case yesterday. For him to overcome what he did, going to the 3-furlong pole, to me, it was remarkable, Aaron. Your thoughts, and how is he this morning?
Yeah, first and foremost, thankfully, touch wood, he looks good this morning. The main thing, and yeah, you're absolutely right. We knew going in yesterday that he'd have a target on his back, and he did. You know, he had five jockeys on him, and we're just fine with that.
Well, he got the seasoning. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, you never imagine that you'd be able to get that much experience in just a 5-horse
right.
field, but it was light on volume, but high on talent and high on trouble, and hopefully it'll serve him really well in about 27 days' time.
Aaron, I said just a few minutes ago, hey, you look at the head on, I'm sure you have, of that trouble and everything, and I mean, he lost momentum, he broke stride, and then he's able to find his way around the turn there. But late in the race, the way he straightened up, Aaron, I mean, you got to feel some kind of good about what you got on your hands right now, because he's getting better and better. The way he straightened up, the way he finished, this is some kind of talent.
Yeah, he is a very special individual. He's just got all the ingredients, Mike. It's remarkable to see him mentally, the way he is, with so much class. He's so smart. And physically, he's just a man amongst boys. And the talent, you know, you can't replace that. He's a special individual.
You know, Aaron, talk about what led you to him. Now, you guys paid $825,000 for him. I didn't realize till the lead up to this race, the Santa Anita Derby, that Doug O'Neill, I had forgotten, he trained the first dam, Mopetism, by Uncle Mo. She was owned by Paul Redham. And, you know, Paul, he likes to play on the big stages, and she shipped around quite a bit. I think she won three races, made $825,000. But what led you to this cult journalism?
Yeah, when you're at the Saratoga sale, you know it's going to be a war. And they bring the very best talent, the very best pedigrees, the very best confirmations mm-hmm. to the mix. And, you know, no stone gets unturned at that sale because it's a boutique sale and everybody has the time to be able to scout it. So you just hope that you land on the right ones. And that you don't have to pay an exorbitant amount of money. And obviously, $825,000 is a ton of dough. But for a son of Curlin with his physical attributes, out of an Uncle Mo mare that was mm-hmm. so accomplished, you know, we were selective and feel very fortunate to have been able to land him.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's in great hands. And I think Michael McCarthy, you know, everybody knew him years ago as Whitey. And then he went back and served a great apprenticeship with Todd Pletcher and married now, family, and he's got it all going. Almost lost his house, you know, in the Eaton Canyon fire up there in Altadena. And he's got a special, special horse. There's going to be a ton of publicity involved with this horse leading into the Derby. You will be the morning line favorite. I saw Mike interviewed after the race yesterday, and everybody already, we want to kind of know what's the game plan heading in. I think you said 27 days off is the big dance. I think the first thing he said was, we got to check the weather, because you don't want to get there early and then have to deal with off tracks in terms of training. What are your thoughts this far out, Aaron?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Mike. And, you know, to just back up to some of the stuff you were alluding to, I mean, you've been around these parts for a long, long time, and you understand how meaningful it is to succeed at Santa Anita in these big races. And Michael and I both grew up at Santa Anita, you know, with our respective families, mm-hmm. and to have developed the personal relationship we did over the course of several decades and now our professional relationship, and to be in this position is just so special. You know, our families are close, and, mm-hmm. you know, Eddie D taught me from a very young age, you surround yourself with good people and good things are going to happen. And
truer words never spoken, Aaron.
He's a grade one trainer, but he's a grade one person. And, you know, no one works harder. No one cares more about their horses than Michael does. And, you know, we're fortunate to be able to go and scout some serious talent at the yearling sales and the two-year-old and training sales. And we thought we had the goods with journalism and really wanted to try to come out here in Santa Anita and Southern California and compete with, you know, the Bob Baffert behemoths who have dominated the scene here for a long, long time. So to have been able to do that leading up to the Derby is huge. And, you know, we're trying to keep our feet on the ground, but it's a wonderful position to be in. We're not going to take it for granted. We all know anything can happen at any given moment. But this is good pressure. This is good pressure. Michael's season, he might not have had a Derby favorite under his own name, but having worked for Todd Pletcher for so long, he saw plenty of it. Of course, it'll be a little different.
Yep.
Being as though he's going to be the one tightening the girth, but we're just going to take our time, like I said earlier on, and thankfully he looks really well this morning. This horse just has an incredible engine and appetite for racing, and he was very bright-eyed and energetic this morning, which was great to see.
Nice.
But like you said, we got to just take it one step at a time because, as you well know, Kentucky's just absolutely getting pounded right now with weather, and if we can use Southern California weather to our advantage and have an uninterrupted next 27 days, we'll do that. I think in a perfect world, we'll get out there you know, maybe Breeze him twice here and then once, Breeze him once here and then once at Churchill so that he could get over the surface there. But again, we'll monitor the weather and just touch wood, everything goes smooth.
Aaron, you call this good pressure. It's not all that fun a lot of the time, and when you're an underdog and nobody's really expecting much, I think it's easier to take a deep breath. But good pressure is when you're already well accomplished, and he is. I mentioned in the last hour that clockers I've been talking to, they say just wait till Whitey starts tightening the screws. Talk about this horse. The way he came into the Derby yesterday, he was coming off a 108 buyer. That's still the best buyer speed fig for any three-year-old this year. He got a 102 yesterday. By the way, Baeza got a 101 in defeat. He ran a huge race. But now you got all the homework done. Now it's final exam time. Address the training situation, if you can, from an ownership standpoint, Aaron.
Right, and you're absolutely right. You know, this horse has sort of run his way into fitness with his two races so far this season. We were really fortunate to get two-turn races into him as a two-year-old, which is ideal foundation. We always knew he was cut out to be a classic distance horse, so that was never a concern. And off the massive run in the San Felipe with the 108 buyer, and all the figures came back fast as can be.
Right.
We knew in the interim we had 5 weeks to prepare for the Santa Anita Derby, which was very comfortable spacing. And you're right. You know, Michael was, I wouldn't say he was easy on Journalism in the interim, but he certainly wasn't pounding on him either. You know, we had two solo drills and one team drill with Endlessly, where we used him, you know, to keep our horse focused. But, you know, one thing that is to our benefit, we believe, is that he's a horse that we're not concerned about the distance. He's just
right.
Going to keep coming at you. And a lot of times going into the Derby, trainers have to overcompensate with works so that they're overfit and hopefully extend their natural distance limitations beyond that scope, right? We don't have to worry about that with this horse, which is a huge advantage. So, you know, I'll leave the training up to Michael. Umberto Rispoli and this horse have an incredible rapport. And, you know, it's been a real team effort. The guy that gets on him in the mornings, Mark, has really found the keys to his ignition. As we all know, the works are one thing. But what you do in the interim and in between the breezes is equally is just not more, if not more important than the works themselves. So, you know, I'm sure we'll have two works, one at Santa Anita, and then we'll determine whether we go to Churchill for the other one. But, you know, Michael's got great instincts. He's been here before. He's got the blueprint, and hopefully we've got the horse that can execute.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing. He's, as far as his diet goes, you don't have to worry about fiber for a few months. As much dirt as he ate yesterday, Aaron.
Yeah, I was astonished when he came back.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, Umberto, from literally the top of his helmet to the bottom of his boots, he was just plastered in dirt. And the horse was as well. I mean, he had dirt in his ears. That's how high the kickback was coming at him.
Mm-hmm.
He was just painted in mud from head to toe. And look, we know that come Derby time, with a field of 19 other horses going a mile and a quarter, he is going to have to take plenty of dirt. So we couldn't have asked for a better educational and seasoning experience than he got yesterday. He's all racehorse, and we've got the ideal foundation into him. So we've got no complaints, and look, it feels like it's an eternity away at this stage, and it will be, you know, until they load him up in that gate. But all we can hope for is that everything goes smooth, and we know he's in the best of hands.
That's one reason cocktails were invented, Aaron, and you know it. Hey, look, we know there's a ton of issues. I have guys getting a hold of me. What are you going to say about the Florida decoupling thing? I don't want to get in the weeds on that really this morning. It's progressing along. I do not anticipate Governor DeSantis vetoing this thing. It doesn't look good. We know things out here are very, very dicey. Aaron, you're a great supporter of what we do, what we're trying to do here in Southern California. The purse on this race, certainly nowhere near what the Wood was yesterday, a million, and around the country. We've got challenges on every front and not a whole lot of light coming through the crack in the door. But talk about the advantages of training a horse, getting a horse like this to get to the big dance, a race like the Kentucky Derby, training at a facility like Santa Anita. Obviously, we've had issues with weather in the past, but just talk about the overall situation and the challenges and why I know you have to remain hopeful.
All good points, Mike. And I have been a member of the TRI board, which was formed down in the state of Florida by David O'Farrell of Ocala Stud, and we engaged Damon Thayer, former senator from Kentucky, who was largely responsible for getting historical horse racing into the state of Kentucky.
He was the key guy. Yep.
An incredible boon for the state and the industry. So I am in the weeds in Florida and in California because we're dealing with this double-headed monster owned by Belinda Stronach at both Gulfstream Park and Santa Anita. And I will say this. It's a huge problem that we've got both in Florida and in Southern California. However, they have, to their credit, and when I say they, I mean the Stronach Group, First Racing, they have laid their cards on the table. They have made it very clear that racing will at some point inevitably cease at Gulfstream Park. That doesn't mean it's going to cease in Southern Florida or in Florida in general. It just means that they're telling us finally, clear as day, that that property is too valuable to continue to race on it. And what it's done is it's created a situation where the horsemen have finally banded together and gotten on the same ship rowing in the same direction. And if anything good comes out of it, it will be that. And we realize that we need to find an alternative solution to the problem in Florida. Now, I'm not at liberty to speak about what is transpiring in California as it relates to Santa Anita, but I will say that there are substantive material discussions taking place with serious players that hopefully, and I'm going to say this with cautious optimism, will pave the way for this jewel of a venue that is Santa Anita to continue on for the foreseeable future. So it is a mess, to say the least, with the legislative battle we're facing in Florida with the decoupling issue, and obviously the peril that we're in at Gulfstream Park in Santa Anita. But we now know the hand that Stronach is playing. And that's to her credit. Quite frankly, whether you like her or you don't, she doesn't really owe us anything. She owns the properties. She could do what she wants with them. So we have to take this entitled outlook and throw it out the window. We either need to work with her to find viable solutions for the future, or we need to cut the umbilical cord and seek independence, one or the other. Our fate is now in our own hands because this mystery as to what she intends to do is no longer a mystery. The cards are on the table. Mm-hmm. Now we got to go play the hand we're dealt and hopefully come out better for it on the other side. This is a problem, but whenever faced with a problem, hopefully we're able to find solutions that can actually create a healthier environment for the horsemen and all stakeholders in both regions, because Florida and California, they tie the country together. And I think the people in Kentucky and in other jurisdictions are recognizing that. And look, it's not going to be easy. There's going to be a lot of brain damage involved in the next few years to try to sort this out. But I have to look at it from a positive point of view. We at Eclipse do our part as best we can to try to support Southern California racing and Florida racing. But now that, you know, I've got a few more years under my belt and some more experience, Getting involved in the political side of it is not what I choose to do, but it's my duty to the industry to do so. And that's the insight that I can provide. And hopefully it gives people confidence that we do have a viable industry moving forward.
Aaron, I'm so glad to hear you say that, because complacency is no longer an option. You and I have both known people over the years who were in positions to take a stand, to point things out. They chose not to. It's obvious. Complacency is no longer an option. Just one last thing. Regarding the future of Santa Anita, are you suggesting that a change in ownership could be in the offing, that it's a possibility?
Ownership is a tenuous term, Mike, but I do think that there could be a shift in structure at some point in time mm-hmm. that will enable the horsemen to have more control over our own fate.
Hey, Aaron, I tell you what, man, I wish you all the best with journalism. What a great story. As Frank Miramati stated yesterday, write this down. You're heading to the Derby.
Thanks, my man. It gives me chills just to hear that.
I know.
You're a supporter of mine from day one. I appreciate it. And hopefully we'll represent California well and bring it home and make everybody proud.
Thank you so much, Aaron. All the best.
Thanks, Mike.
Aaron Wellman on behalf of Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners. Now we get to the racing office at Santa Anita. We mentioned today is the last day of the championship meet, and they've got a big card today, 12 of them in all. I forgot to ask Aaron about a horse that he runs in the feature, John Shear, down the hill, but we got kind of in the weeds with some other issues there. But listen, we're going to be taking a week off. The Hollywood meet will kick off a week from this Friday. For more on the story, let's say hello to your racing secretary, director of racing, Mr. Jason Egan from the racing office. Hey, Jason, good morning. Congrats on a tremendous Santa Anita Derby day.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you very much. It was a wonderful day out here. Obviously capped off by journalism's scintillating performance in the Derby. So, great day by everybody. Did over 22 million in handle.
Yep.
Announced crowd of over 34,000. So perfect weather. It was a great day.
I mean, it was great on television. Idyllic weather conditions. It's the way the Santa Anita Derby is supposed to be. And it was great seeing the throng of people around the paddock again. You know, we don't get those kind of days too often. You guys work very hard there in the office. Tremendous job. And, you know, the only unfortunate thing is, as you know, Baeza doesn't get the points that he should have got, and it looks like he's going to have a hard time getting in the big dance. But that's just kind of a sign of the times, obviously, that we got five head. It wasn't the first time we've had five head for the Derby itself.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I give credit to Lee Searing and the CRK crew and John Sheriffs, you know, for taking a shot with Westwood also. Both those horses I thought ran great. You know, Baeza, in a lot of years, you know, an average three-year-old that has the trouble that journalism has probably doesn't get up to win, and Baeza's wearing that blanket of
flowers
right. and going to the Derby, you know. So just his unfortunate luck to run into journalism. But, hey, their camp should be very proud. They got a very nice horse on their hands who I think is going to probably continue to develop throughout the spring and summer. So he's going to make some noise. I'm sure Bob's will probably rebound and make some noise throughout the year as well. It's a good group of horses out here.
Hey Jason, you've had a lot to contend with. We've had a big influx, a significant influx of horses coming down from Pleasanton. That venue is now closed for training. So, I mean, we're pretty much full at Santa Anita and at Los Alamitos, and you're carting races to accommodate these horsemen. I got to say, to me, all things considered, Jason, it's been a seamless transition. Field size is up as a result. And, I mean, business has been good with this influx of horses. Looking ahead, pardon me, I hit a high note. Looking ahead to the Hollywood meet and then on to the fall, talk about your operation and how you're going to approach it now beginning a week from Friday.
Yeah, you know, we're grateful for the support, and we've done everything that we can to try to utilize races for the guys in the north and incorporate them, you know, into the structure down here. You know, they started out in December with a little over 900 up there. That dwindled down to, you know, around 300 when it shut down in March. We had, you know, a fair number of them head this way even before March, and you know, on the shutdown, there was probably somewhere between 100 and 150, probably more, that came down this way when Pleasanton closed a week ago. So we're still going to offer them some of their races that they've been running. We're going to amend a few of the categories that you might have seen for them that might open up a little bit to some of our horses and try to incorporate them into our population a little further. But, you know, yeah, they've been a shot in the arm. You know, they've allowed us to run, I think, 67 more races coming into Friday this past week than we'd run over this time period last year. And it certainly helped our bottom line.
So, Jason, I want to give a tip of the cap. I meant to do it earlier. To one of those guys that's come down here, trainer Manny Badia. I mean, I met him about 40 years ago at Del Mar. He trains a horse, a really nice horse by the name of Llamas, for my former boss at Santa Anita, Ron Charles. And they got the last race last night at 6-1. Llamas, an English bred, paid $14.40. He's just one of many that have come down and run successfully.
Yeah, I mean, I was happy for Manny to see him get a victory yesterday. You know, it's been a bit of a struggle. That horse, you know, tried his hand in a couple of stakes throughout the meet, so finally found a level that suited him a little better yesterday, and he got the job done. So,
Jason, last thing, I mentioned you're taking a week off, not that you need it, and you start up a week from Friday. Talk about post times. Are they going to remain consistent, or are you going to be varying them?
The plan will be for most days to stay at 1 o'clock as we go into the Hollywood meet. You know, closing day will probably be a little bit earlier, but for the most part, you should see 1 o'clock. We're looking forward to the spring meet. Obviously highlighted by Memorial Day weekend with Cal Gold Rush and then the Memorial Day program with Grade 1 Shoemaker, Grade 1 Gamely, and the Grade 2 Hollywood Gold Cup.
Looking forward to that.
More of the same.
And hey, Jason Egan, closing day for the Hollywood meet right around June 20?
June 15th, Father's Day.
June 15th, okay. Hey, tremendous job, Jason. Hats off to you and your staff. I really mean it.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks for taking time. Listen, folks, it's here. An exciting new enterprise in thoroughbred horse racing. It's called Data Eel. The Data Eel purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms wave an ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track. Have a stress-free, fun day at the races. With the Data Eel, anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. Go to dataeel.com. That's dataeel.com. Or go to horseracingsimple.com. We're going to step aside, coming back strong with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of betonbruce.com, Bob Mazursky, Toby Callett, Jonathan Hardoon, take two, all straight ahead right here on the home of the Angels, AM 830, and on the Angels radio app. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book?
South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, Halu'alohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. This Sunday evening, the nighttime program features the stars of the future in quarter horse racing. The top juvenile prospects in the country will be making their debuts at Los Alamitos. The two-year-old quarter horses will be racing on Sunday night. And as always, Los Alamitos features night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our traditional pick six. We'll add $10,000 to the pick six pool if there's not a carryover. Our Sunday night pick six pool are often over $60,000. We're all about the horse players. Enjoy a great Sunday night of action at Los Alamitos. And we're also open for simulcasting from around the country. As always, we'll have live racing every Saturday and Sunday night. Now remember, this Sunday evening, the quarter horse racing stars of the future are at Los Alamitos. It's the track of sunsets and stars. Los Alamitos Race Course.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
So bad,
knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing. This girl's an open page, bookmarking. She's so close now. This girl is half his age.
And welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, listen, folks, if you're looking for a new or previously owned Toyota, you'll never beat the deal, the customer service, the follow-up. I can tell you from multiple personal experiences that you'll get at David Wilson's Toyota of Orange on Tustin at Catella. Just visit toyotaoforange.com where you're going to find nearly 4,000 reviews, and also great supporters of the show, part of the Wilson Automotive Group, South Bay Toyota, and David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. If you get by Toyota of Orange, please say hello to my good friend Robert Householder. Give Toyota of Orange a call right now, 714-639-6750. They can put you into something that, believe me, you're going to treasure for many years to come. That's David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. Let's get up to Las Vegas right now and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. You're an old basketball coach, youth basketball. But that said, I know you had to be watching Duke-Houston last night. I didn't see it, but how did Duke get beat?
I didn't watch much of it. I'll be honest with you. I was kind of involved in the horse racing, went out to eat, so I missed. I know Houston has a super defense.
That's what I heard.
Maybe the best defense in the country. So
yeah.
I didn't see much of it, to be honest with you, yesterday because I was totally engrossed in horse racing.
Apparently the Cougars scored the final 9 points of the game. Yeah. Let's talk racing. Oaklawn Park, they are up and running today, even though they've taken a lot of rain. They're good to go. I spoke with announcer Matt Dinnerman before coming on air. So I know you like to go there. Is that the plan for your first selection?
Yeah, we can take a look at Oaklawn Park. The 12th race at Oaklawn is a stake race, right? Rainbow for...
Well, they've only got 9 today, Bruce.
Okay, you know what? I got a form. They gave me the... I'm looking at a Sunday form. They gave me the wrong PPs, apparently, at the racebook. So,
well, there you go.
Can I do an audible? And, can I do it? Honestly, it was like an extra PPs they gave me yesterday, and
yeah.
I thought maybe... That was the right thing.
Well, I wonder, is that actionable? Can you get an attorney and follow up on that?
Anyway.
All right, go where you want.
Instead of that, let's go to Toby Callett country. Gulfstream Park. I don't think I'm going to be stepping on Toby's toes. Why? Because I'm going to do a synthetic race for you. How about the 7th race? These are the hard-knocking $10,000 horses at 5.5 furlongs. And this is my tribute to Tim Conway. I like the 12 horse. Ensign Parker.
Oh,
that?
Wow. McHale's name.
Remember that character?
Yeah.
He was amazing.
That's where Tim really made his mark, you know.
Yeah, he was hysterical in that show, him and Joe Flynn. But anyway, that was many moon ago.
Joe Flynn, Ensign America's Parker, guest.
Yes. Ensign Parker actually won under these conditions with a super game win. It was the same race, 10,000 at 5.5 on the synthetic. He made a wide run. He was super game down the lane, really liked his effort. His next race, they shorten him up to 5 furlongs. Key to the 5 furlong races, Mike, we all know, is the break. He broke okay, but then he got bounced around. He had to check, and he fell much further back than in his previous. He still was game to finish 4th, but I think he kind of lost the race right after the start. He's back at 5.5 furlongs today. He likes that outside box. I look for a bounce back. The 12-horse Ensign Parker at 12-1. On the morning line.
Okay, that'll work. Post time for race 7 at Gulfstream, 3:44 Eastern. We got 12 races at Santa Anita today. Bruce, where do you want to go?
How about the 6th race, Mike? It seems like they're running a lot of downhill races right at the end of the meet. Wish we had a few more during the meet this year. We love these races. The 6th race, though, I think there's an interesting play here in the 2 Magali for Richard Baltus. She came off a non-effort on dirt and really moved up on the Del Mar grass course. She laid an up-close second, put away the speed, held off the closer with a nose win, like that maiden victory. She transitioned to Santa Anita, went a mile, and what happened was you had a runoff leader, Amarita, who really scorched the track. And, Mike, the young apprentice grabbed her. And remember, this was a five-furlong horse. He grabbed her early, and instead of being in the mix, she was nine lengths back. And I think she was really just out of her element that day. She ran for about six furlongs, ended up finishing dead last. I don't think she wanted any part of a mile or that kind of race shape at all. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to today, how about the rider switch? I think arguably Berrios is right up there with the best turf riders in Southern California.
He's pretty good.
He's the best right now. He's super. He takes over today. She shortens in distance. She's got more natural speed than she showed last out. Look her to be laying just off of maybe Oviedo's Hobby. I look for a bounce back here. Sixth race, the two. Magali listed at 5-1 on the morning line.
Early post, as we've noted today at Santa Anita, 12 races. Race 6 has been assigned post time 3:09 Eastern. Magali, first time Hector Berrios for Richie Baltas coming out of San Luis Rey Downs. We've noted that Keeneland is going to be running 8 straight days beginning tomorrow, and I got to believe Bet on Bruce is going to be all over that.
For sure. We'll do it, and especially Monday and Tuesday, Mike. There's a bluegrass card also on Tuesday that's
right?
going to be super. So, yeah, I'll be tackling Monday and Tuesday. We'll leave Wednesday up in the air for sure, but we'll probably do the entire 8 days moving forward, especially since Santa Anita isn't going. So coverage, extra coverage for us. We'll be taking a look, Mike, every day at the last half of the card.
By the way, and we will be on air next weekend, no problem. Got a ton of great racing around the country. Bruce Finkelstein, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Good luck today.
Next time I'll get the right PPs for Oklahoma.
Yeah, right, okay. Right.
Okay.
Go see Mr. Jacoby. All right, let's say hello to Bob Mazursky. You can catch his full graded handicap in all the Southern California News Group papers day in, day out with Bob's own morning line. And what a great job they do covering horse racing here in Southern California. Some more great stuff with fresh quotes from Kevin Modesty in all the papers this morning. Bob, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Good. Looking to make some money. Can you help us?
I'm going to go to the feature race today, the John Shear, number 7, Muscled. Cutting back in distance after a nice maiden win, the Lost City finished directly in front of Mythical Real, came back to win. I like the outside draw. There's at least two or three speed horses in here, so I think it should set up nicely for him. I always like horses cutting back in distance on the hillside. To number 7, Muscled in race 8.
And, Bob, I meant to ask Aaron Wellman about this horse, but we got off on some other stuff. But Muscled, owned by Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners. Patty Gallagher, the trainer, and this horse, he is some kind of sharp right now. A great angle, right? Cutting back out of consecutive turf routes to 6.5 off the hill, Bob.
No, absolutely. That's an angle that a lot of us have had a lot of success with over the years, so let's hopefully it'll work again today.
And the horse been training on the inner training track, Synthetic Tapeta, since his last race, a win on February 28th. Bob, take care. All the best. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
You bet. Listen, folks, before we break, I want to pass this along. Andy Harrington from National Turf on his way to Australia with his family today. He says Bob Baffert's got 3 horses in today's 7th, a maiden special for maidens listed at 3, 4, and 5 years of age. He says, let's take the longest price on the morning line. Number 1, Sierra Silver at 5-1. Said this horse has shown considerable gate speed. He gets Martin Garcia and the rail. Race 7 today, going 6 furlongs on dirt. We'll take our final time out, coming back strong with Toby Callip from South Florida, Jonathan Hardoon from upstate New York. Stay with us.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's Chemos is as steak grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemos Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemosKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemos emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemos Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. This Sunday evening, the nighttime program features the stars of the future in quarter horse racing. The top juvenile prospects in the country will be making their debuts at Los Alamitos. The two-year-old quarter horses will be racing on Sunday night. And as always, Los Alamitos features night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our traditional pick six. We'll add $10,000 to the pick six pool if there's not a carryover. Our Sunday night pick six pool are often over $60,000. We're all about the horse players. Enjoy a great Sunday night of action at Los Alamitos. And we're also open for simulcasting from around the country. As always, we'll have live racing every Saturday and Sunday night. Now remember, this Sunday evening, the quarter horse racing stars of the future are at Los Alamitos. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Race Course.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Listen, folks, today is closing day of what's dubbed the championship meet at Santa Anita. I want to give an update on the standings coming in the closing day with 12 races remaining through 48 racing days.
Juan Garcia on behalf of Juan Hernandez on behalf of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. He's in front in the standings. Top jockey Juan Hernandez, 50 wins. Flavian Pratt second at 42. Then Umberto Rispoli, 38. Hector Berrios at 36. Stakes wins, it's Juan Hernandez, 10. Flavian Pratt, 8. And then Umberto Rispoli, Antonio Frasu at 7. Mark Glatt on top. What a great meet for Mark in the trainer standings. He's got 30 wins coming into today. Bob Baffert next at 25. Mike McCarthy next at 23. And then Jeff Mullins with 22. Let's get to South Florida and say hello to Toby Callett on behalf of TobyCallett.com. Toby, good morning. I think you got decent weather, I hope, down there. 10 races in all at Gulfstream Park.
Yep, it's hot and humid. I thought for a second there, you were going to talk about King Juan and his famous cookout.
At Caliente, yeah, right.
Yeah, there you go.
My apologies to Juan Hernandez.
Right, yeah. Mike Mitchell used to tell me great stories about that. But anyhow, that being said, I'm going to call an audible today. I was thinking of doing the seventh race at Gulfstream because it's on Cepeda. Thank you to Bruce for his kindness and courtesy. That was a joke, Mike. Okay, race four, dirt, real dirt. I like the three. Her name is Both Sides. Both Sides, I think, can be forgiven for her last. Look for a much improved effort today. Behind her, I'm looking at the two major pipes. The seven, It's Only Words, and the six, Puckered. 3, 2, 7, 6. You get all the six in today's fourth at Gulfstream Park.
Okay, and race four, again, it's number three, Both Sides. Post time for that. 2:14 Eastern at Gulf. What's up at the website, TobyCallett.com? You still sticking with Gulfstream?
We're sticking with Gulfstream. There will be tidbits elsewhere because today Gulfstream is running six synthetic races. So with the three key plays and the radio play, I've used up all the available races that I would be considering. So we'll watch and see the hands that they deal us, and we'll go where necessary to provide something to the listeners.
Toby, always a pleasure. I look forward to catching you every Saturday with Bob Ike and John Lindo right here on Thoroughbred LA 9 to 10. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
You bet. We'll finish things off as we always do. Take two with my good friend Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Chiefs. John, 12 of them here at Santa Anita. Then we take a week off, and we'll be coming back on Friday. I think it's April 18th, a week from this coming Friday. But what about today in the Ragas and Sheets?
All right. First of all, Mike, you may want to call Bruce back because he's 100% right. There are 12 races today at Oaklawn. What you did was you looked at Sunday's original, but what they did was they moved Saturday's card to Sunday.
Oh, so, John.
And what?
Go ahead. Oh, man. Go ahead.
And they added a stake race from today, which will be race number 12, yeah. The Rainbow. So Bruce Finkelstein is 100% right.
They Again.
12 races. Again.
But you can understand my problem. I'm looking at the daily racing form.
You took the Sunday's racing form, which would
yeah.
make full sense, except in these days, you know, Wednesday is Friday, Friday is Thursday, every day is messed up because of what was going on with the weather.
Right. So, and by the way, John, John, given my new station in life, I no longer get the form comped at work because I don't have any work. But so I paid $12. I've been paying $12.14, but courtesy of a new homeless uptick in the sales tax here, I now pay $12.18 for daily racing form, which I did for today.
And you got screwed because you got the wrong day.
Yeah.
So what more could you have?
Now I need to see Mr. Jacoby. Anyway, John, go ahead,
anyway,
man.
All right, Mike, so we're going to look at the fourth race today at Santa Anita. It's a mile on the turf, and I really like the number two horse in here, Double Cappuccino. This is a three-year-old filly from the Mike Rapoli stable. Mike McCarthy, a reporter, to ride. By the way, you got to give Rapoli a lot of credit. He's been supporting Southern California with all the horses he has back east. For him to even think of sending horses here, he deserves a lot of credit. Anyway, this horse was originally with Todd Fletcher, moved to Southern California, joined the Mike McCarthy barn. She makes her first start as a three-year-old, first time on Lasix. Had one race on the turf as a three-year-old at Del Mar that was pretty good. 10-1 on the morning line. I like number two, Double Cappuccino. to win today's fourth race out of 10.
And I'm glad you mentioned Mike Rapoli, because the cynics would say, and there's plenty of them out there, John, they would say, oh, yeah, Rapoli, what difference does the money make to him? Right? You know, well, guess what? There's a lot of people with as much money as he's got, and they wouldn't do this. He's doing
exactly.
It. He sees what we're up against, and he knows that if California goes away, it could crater the industry.
Exactly, and he's doing the right thing. Listen, like you said, Mike, there's a thousand people in his situation that don't do a damn thing.
I know.
So you got to give the guy credit, and people love him or hate him because, you know, he's somewhat of a controversial character. But that being said, he deserves all the credit in the world, and he's trying to help the game. So kudos to him.
Glad to have him. The Rags and Sheets goes with Mike Rapoli and Kyle Frey in today's fourth race, number 2, Double Cappuccino, with Keeneland running tomorrow for 8 consecutive days. Once again, tell us about JONHARDOON.com.
Keeneland selections will be available every day, the day before the race is 6 p.m. The night before the race is Eastern time. Hey, Mike, when was the last time you saw a 3-pitch save? How cool was that?
Incredible.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Not only that, the leadoff batter got a hit. And then to get out of it with 2 more pitches, that's
no, that just can't happen. Hey, John, I'm glad this happened. Thank you, my friend.
All right, Mike. Stay safe and be well. I'll talk to you soon.
My sincere thanks again to Elise Diaz Inside for making things happen. Thanks to our sponsors. And thanks to all of you all for listening. Without you, we're not here. My name's Mike Willman. We'll see you next week right here on AM 830.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.